Hi. We study gross anatomy, but it often feels as if we forget that the body is made up of cells. But it's really important to remember that the body is made up of cells because it explains everything else. We only forget about the cells or struggle to understand how the cells are arranged because of the resolution of our eyes, and they're difficult to look at. Let me start my 5-minute timer before I get going too far. But there are only 4 tissue types in the body: epithelial, connective tissue, muscle tissue, nervous tissue. So let's just talk about epithelial tissue, and it's going to be brief because it's going to be in less than 5 minutes, right? We need to consider the cells and how they're arranged to properly understand normal anatomy and what happens when things go wrong. And the epithelium is a great example of that. Epithelium is a sheet of cells on a thin extracellular matrix, like a membrane, a basement membrane. So it's a sheet of cells. It's very, very cellular. These cells are packed together. They're tightly squidged up together. And they line our external surfaces and our internal surfaces, like the skin, the gut, the airways. You know, you're starting to see how important they are, right? And they also line the ducts of glands that secrete onto these surfaces. And they can be very specialized. For example, the skin is protective and sensory, whereas the gut absorbs nutrients into the blood after digestion. It's quite different, although they're both lining external surfaces, but the gut has an external surface inside us, if you see what I mean. So there are varieties of epithelia, and they vary with cell shape. So some epithelia have got very flat cells. So these are squamous cells. The skin is an example of this. Some epithelia have cuboidal cells, which are cuboid shaped. So they're quite thin, great for absorption. And some have columnar cells, so tall cuboidal cells. They also vary in the number of layers. Sometimes it is just a single layer of cells, which would be a simple epithelium. Sometimes there are multiple layers of cells. That would be a stratified epithelium. Again, the skin's a good example of this. It's multiple layers of cells. And some are a bit tricky. They are pseudo-stratified. It looks like there are multiple layers, but actually all the cells are attached to that basement membrane, but they have different heights, so they reach different lengths, so it looks like there's multiple layers. So simple, stratified, or pseudo-stratified. And then there are other adaptations, like keratinization. The cells in the skin can be hollowed out and filled with a keratin protein, and this is part of making a tough waterproof outer layer. Glandular cells are modified epithelial cells, so those glands that produce saliva, sweat, mucus, they're modified epithelial cells, and of course they're secreting onto an epithelial surface. If they're secreting onto the skin, or if they're secreting onto a mucous membrane inside the mouth or inside the nose, that's another epithelial layer. And an epithelium often has stem cells, a stem cell population, a progenitor cell population, down at the basement membrane layer, at the basal layer. So the skin and the gut, for example, these epithelia, their surfaces are constantly abraded away by, in terms of the skin, it's the outside environment. In terms of the gut, it's the food brushing past it, the digested food brushing past it. So the epithelium is constantly abraded away, and those stem cells in the deepest layer are constantly producing new epithelia, so that as the epithelia is removed, those cells are replaced. If that doesn't happen, then, for example, the gut will not work anymore, which is going to be fatal. One of the reasons for talking about epithelia is cancer. So a malignancy that develops from epithelial cells is a carcinoma. A cancer is a malignant growth that can spread to other tissues. So a malignancy that develops from epithelial cells is a carcinoma, and we have epithelia everywhere. For example, a squamous cell carcinoma we see in the skin, and a basal cell carcinoma we see in the skin. A ductal carcinoma in situ we see in the breast. That's actually forming from cells of the ducts of the mammary gland. Actually, this is an adenocarcinoma because it's associated with glandular tissue. Most colorectal cancers and most lung cancers tend to be adenocarcinomas, because these are cancers that are derived from epithelia, and from the glands of epithelia. So that was good. That was less than 5 minutes. My timer hasn't gone off yet. That's what an epithelia is. That's all it means. So we find epithelia throughout the body forming sheets. And sheets are a great building block for making these layers that make the parts of the body that hold everything together. All right, there's my timer. That is what an epithelium is. See you next time.